The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. You guys all sleep well? Look like you're a little tired already. So, what's today's feast day? Well, I think, did I have you guys last Friday? I think so. Talked about what does white represent? Yeah. Means it's a feast day, right? Kind of a higher one. So, what is today's feast day? Who, like, pay attention to the readings, right? So what was the gospel about? And start trying to think about, it's a Marian feast day, yes, very good. And do you know which Marian feast day?
No.
Do you know? No, Mary, it's Our Lady Mary, not the other Marys. It is the mother of Jesus, but which title are we using for a feast day tonight? Do the teachers know? What do you got? No, it's not the Nativity of Mary.
It's Mary's
birthday. No, not today. Okay. So, today's feast day, no guesses, you got to know it. Do you know it? No guesses. If you're wrong, kicking you out of Mass. I'm kidding. All right, so today's feast day is Our Lady of Sorrows. Can we guess why that is based on the readings? Yes, Mary had to watch her only son die on the cross. We can imagine how sad she was to have to see her son die on the cross. And today, the feast day we celebrate is Our Lady of Sorrows. Have any of you ever been sad? Lost a pet or a loved one? Or something bad happened and you're just overcome with emotions and just really sad? Good. So one of the reasons we celebrate today's feast day of Our Lady of the Sorrows is specifically so that when we're in those moments of sadness and despair and we're angry and upset at something bad that happened, is because at that moment, we can turn to Mary. We know what she's gone through. We know who she's lost. And we know that she can relate on some level. One of the good practices we have, actually, anyone have a rosary in their pocket with them? You got a rosary in your pocket? Okay, cool. Awesome. One back there. So one of the good habits to have is to keep a rosary or even like a single decade in your pocket. The reason for that is because when we're going through that sorrow and that sadness, when we're struggling with anxiety, when we're overcome with emotions and we're nervous about something that's coming up or any number of things that goes on, we can reach into our pocket and we can hold that rosary. And we know that that's our connection to Mary right then and there. And that she's standing right next to us and it's basically like she's holding our hand in that moment to help us, to comfort us, to walk with us. It's a good thing to do because she's been there. She's gone through it. How many of you have rosaries at home? your own, not just a family one, but your own. If you don't have your hand up, it's time to tell your parents it's time to buy one. And ask them to teach you how to pray it, okay? Lastly, I just want to leave you with just this idea that Mary is like our, obviously we have our earthly mothers, Mary is like our heavenly mother. We turn to her when we're sad, when we're upset. We can talk to her, especially for those of us that might have a difficult time talking to Christ. If we can't get to Christ directly for whatever human reason, we can go directly to Mary. Because, I mean, who could possibly love Christ more than his own mother? And so if we go to her and ask for that help, she's going to give it.